This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Give your zakat now and be light in their darkest hour. Together with the help of Allah, we have the power to bring hope and happiness to families in need.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Those who work for us need to be paid. They have families, they have responsibilities, they have duties, they are human beings like us. They have commitments, they need to be paid by us. They need to be paid a salary based on what work they are doing, based on the hours they are fulfilling, based on the experience they have, and also based on how much you have. Did you know that? Subhanallah. So if you've been blessed with a lot and you're paying someone the bare minimum, you're actually not doing what is ideal, even though you may have given them their dues. So it's important to pay someone in a way that they're happy. I'm happy, I'm offering you a job, I give you my dedication. Literally, I work from 8 to 5 and I have so much to look after. You're going to help me look after my children, look after my duties and responsibilities, my family perhaps. You make it easier for me, I will offer you a much better deal. Do you know that those who pay their workers well and on time have greater dedication, and their companies or in their own lives, they achieve a lot more than those who have workers who are unhappy? Imagine a company, whatever company you have, and everyone is upset because they're not being paid well. They need to do a side hustle in order to survive. Where's their dedication? It's split between two. How can you force them not to work for someone else or not to have a side hustle when you have not even met half or a quarter of their duties and responsibilities towards those whom they live with or towards whatever they have? But if you are paying them well and they are able to fulfill their duties and have a little bit of change perhaps, they will give you 100%. Then if they don't give you 100%, you have a right to pick a bone with them. You have a right to tell them, listen, I'm paying you well, I expect you to work hard. It's not easy dealing with the difficulty of the employer-employee relationship, because if I'm an employer, while I need to make sure I'm disciplined and I want my work done, I also need to be kind and generous. And to strike the balance between the two is not easy. When I get too friendly, they might not work properly. They might take advantage of it. And if I'm very hard and harsh, they might not like it. So to strike the balance, you need to have the correct teaching. Allah Almighty teaches us through the blessed lips of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, never to burden those who work for us with something they cannot do. I mean, if I tell someone, can you pick up these rocks from here and take them there, I need to ask myself, is this person capable of doing it, or do they need help? They need help, I should help them, or I should get them another person to help. Sometimes a job is for two people to do and you've just employed one. Learn to pay. When you pay someone, Allah will bless your business because His sustenance is written through your business. Look at it that way. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, teaches us to pay on time, because when we don't pay on time, what happens? All the responsibilities of this person, who's also a human, all their responsibilities happen to be affected because of your delay. So pay them 2 days in advance. For example, if you tell them, listen, I'm going to pay you on the 30th of every month or the 1st of every month. If you can pay them on the 29th without saying, I'm going to be paying you on the 29th, they still know it's the 1st. And you keep paying them on the 29th, you will be blessed even more, because you are being considerate. It's not your duty, but it's a means of earning blessings, making them happy. Learn to give a little token now and again. Learn to say words of appreciation. Many of us, with those who work for us, we're always quick to reprimand them when they haven't done things properly. But when they've excelled and they've done things good, we are very, very miserly with our good words and compliments. Learn to compliment them. Well done. Very good. I really see how you did this, and I'm very impressed. Thank you so much. Another thing you need to consider Sometimes these people are the ones who are bringing in the cash. They're bringing in the money. They're working for you. The man is earning for you $100,000 a month. I'll give you an example of a slightly bigger company. He's bringing you $100,000 a month. Is it fair to pay him $500 and tell him, you know what, that's your salary? When if he were to leave you and open his own company, he would be raking in perhaps half of what he's raking in with you, or maybe even more because he'll be more dedicated. So pay proportionately. If a person is doing a bigger job and they're bringing in much more, give them a little bit. Offer them some form of an incentive. Maybe not a base salary, but perhaps a bonus. That look, if you bring so much or you work so much, when we achieve and our turnover is much more, and I know you've played a role in it, inshallah, I will give you some bonus. Even if you don't want to mention exactly what it is, now and again you can give them. So there's a base salary with something above it. In this way, you build a relationship with those whom you have employed. And those who are your employers, fulfill your job. Do it properly and thoroughly. Give it your all. If you're dissatisfied, raise it in a respectful way. Listen, I can't survive with the amount of money you're giving me. Please, can you give me an increment? And be reasonable about it. Because sometimes maybe you're spending too much, or maybe you have a problem where the job does not bring in that amount of money. For example, if you're a helping hand in the houses and you're getting a salary better than that of the average helping hand in your area, and then you're coming to ask for more, it might not look so right. But what are you offering for them in return for that? Or are you going to be working so hard that they can give you from their own pockets? And this brings me to another point regarding the employer. Try and talk to your employees to find out some of the problems they have. You might be able to help them in one or two of them. Why not? After all, they're working for you. So it's very important to have a relationship, because they are human beings. They have families. They have circles of people. They have responsibilities. They have medical bills and so many other things to pay. Not only don't delay, pay them well, treat them well, speak good with them. All these are the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Musa alayhi salam was employed by his father-in-law. He was working in a family business, but he worked so well that there is no mention of any negativity for the 10 years that he worked there, subhanallah. And there were no complaints from the other side as well, or we would have known them. They would have been mentioned. But he probably took the business from strength to strength. Subhanallah. Being a Nabi of Allah, obviously that is expected. But can we say that about ourselves, that we have taken this business from strength to strength? Alhamdulillah. May Allah Almighty use us to do good. Also, we need to make sure that when a person is unwell, we give them the rest that is required. If Allah gives you a break when you're unwell from fasting, and at times from your other obligations, Allah gives you a bonus where you don't have to stand for prayer. You can sit down, you can lie down, and so on. These are pillars of Islam that Allah discounts for those who are unwell. And you, as an employer, do not want to give a break to those who are unwell. Who are you? You're not even the Lord of the worlds. If the Lord of the worlds can discount that which is a pillar of faith because of health reasons, then surely we can also look into helping those whom we have employed when they are unwell. This is how we will deal with the difficulties. And this is how we will avoid a lot of it and solve a lot of it. Speak respectfully. Sometimes we have children who come to our businesses, or those who work in our houses interact with our children. And our children are so rough with them. They treat them like slaves. That is dangerous. You need to stop that. You need to watch it. Sometimes it happens behind your back. You need to understand, put a stop to that. Teach your children from a young age to speak with utmost respect to those who are employed by you or by them. Because a day might come when your children could be employed by the children of those whom you employed. It can happen. It has happened. And if that day comes, who knows what type of a recompense they will give. May Allah Almighty make it easy for us to navigate through the difficulties of the employer-employee relationships. And subhanallah, we ask Allah to make us the best of employers and to make us the best of employees. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.